anything yesterday.
Huh?
I was catching this show yesterday. I didn't realize it was going to be live, and they got me out to the studio, and it was a live program. I didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just see if this, if we pick it up in a
minute. Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll go back and start.
Sure, yeah.
Now, the idea is really, you know, observations on life and art, your conception of experience, and not necessarily a technical discussion of how experience gets into art, but really a juxtaposition. That is the sensibility of an artist operating on experience.
Yes,
so if you're talking about your childhood, you're talking about things, and I'll try to lead to questions, but you're supposed to be
talking.
Mm-hmm. It's not a dialogue.
Yes,
it's really a nudged monologue. You
yeah,
see? And the idea is to get as much on much as possible.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay.
Well, you were stuck away in Charleston, I guess.
Yeah, so go on.
I was born in Charleston in 1928. And I grew up mainly around musicians, pretty much, because I guess this was about 8 or 9 years old. I was always interested in music and got involved quite a bit with the Jenkins Orphanage in Charleston. That's where we've got a lot of good musicians sort of coming out of that group. That's the old Daniel Jenkins home. People like Cat Anderson, Blanket, Freddie Green, Daisy now. These are all sort of alumni of Jenkins there.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it was a home for sort of the Lakewood boys, but everybody wanted to go there just because it was such a place to get involved with music. And, Charleston was, at that time, a kind of musical center for jazz, much in the sense that we think of a place like Kansas City with Basie and that kind of element. Along with the jazz thing, the music bit, I got involved in painting because I was always sort of sketching, doing cartoons, Mickey Mouse, the Dick Tracy bit. Oh, one thing I should mention is that a lot of this sort of happened when I spent most of my early childhood in the hospital, you know.
Oh, yes?
I got diphtheria when there was no cure for it. There was
how old were you then?
I was about, I guess, 6. And from about 6 to 9, I guess, I was sort of, you know, in and out of hospitals. And right after that, I got rid of the diphtheria and I got sort of rheumatic fever.
Ooh.
It lasted for another couple of years. And then finally got cured from completely. So the first, I guess, from about first, say, to fifth grade, I had none of that. I started school actually in about sixth grade. And of course, I was tutored all along by my sisters and brothers. I had three older brothers and 4 sisters. So coming from a large family, I was always surrounded with enough people to sort of give me sort of comfort when I was in this sort of hospitalized period. And I guess after that, it just was a question of sort of back and forth, you know, painting, jazz kind of thing. And I've always sort of been torn between the two things. And finally, when I was about 14, decided that I just wanted to be a painter. And the jazz thing took sort of a back seat, but only in the sense that painting was much more important at the time for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the matter of music is fairly easy to, it's fairly easy to guess at how you came to be interested, because you're surrounded by it.
Yeah.
But to become interested in art
in
Charleston,
yeah,
a slightly different series of influences, I would imagine.
Yes, yes.
Were you saying that when you were hospitalized, you began to look at pictures and
I got involved in sketching and doodling, sort of, and mainly from the funny papers and such, and this developed into a much more serious interest in art. And I started actually doing copies of things from magazines, not journals. I know I did a series of things by people like Reynolds. They're very, very sort of academic religious pictures of people like not Michelangelo, because there were things sort of people in that school, but lesser known people, because I would get